This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Supreme Court nominee Harriet Meyer's redone questionnaire is due back on Capitol Hill today. Senators of both parties were so unhappy with their answers the first time around, they asked her to try again. Meanwhile, conservative opposition to Meyer's nomination seems to be solidifying, starting with a television ad scheduled to air this evening. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The administration's steadfast defense of Harriet Meyers continued yesterday. White House spokesman Scott McClellan fended off critical questions.
She is going to be going before the Senate Judiciary Committee in less than 2 weeks. She looks forward to answering their questions, and I think that people should not try to rush to judgment on it.
But the rush is already on. Today, a group of disaffected conservatives launch a new TV ad and petition drive. They call themselves Americans for Better Justice. They suggest they're opposing President Bush more in sorrow than in anger.
Even the best leaders make mistakes. Conservatives support President Bush, but not Supreme Court nominee Harriet Meyers.
The ad continues, citing statements by Judge Robert Bork and talk show host Rush Limbaugh. The usual creepy attack ad music plays in the background.
America deserves better. Go to betterjustice.com. Urge President Bush to withdraw the nomination of Harriet Meyers.
So who is Americans for Better Justice? Its public face is a board of 9 people. They include columnist Mona Charon, conservative activist Linda Chavez, and a former Bush speechwriter, David Frum.
There are a group of a couple of dozen people who have put in significant amounts of money and others who have put in much smaller amounts. How hard is it to raise the money? I mean, it sort of raised itself.
Frum says the group is growing quickly and it has rounded up pledges of about $300,000. There's no way to verify that figure or any other dollar amount claimed by groups in these judicial confirmation fights. The groups operate under tax rules that don't require any meaningful financial disclosure. And this ad could trigger a lot of spending. 2 icons of the conservative movement, Richard Viguerie and Phyllis Schlafly, this week helped launch a website called withdrawmeyers.org. It invites people to sign a petition and to leave anonymous tips on the Meyers nomination. The leading group supporting Meyers is Progress for America. It hasn't been on TV since the day after the president announced his choice. Progress for America spokeswoman Jessica Belanger says they're concentrating right now on grassroots and on bringing people who can vouch for Meyers to Capitol Hill. But she says the new ad attacking Meyers could call for an answer. The left, too, has been quiet. One of the 2 big liberal advocates against Meyers was expected to be People for the American Way. The group hasn't taken an official stand. A spokeswoman said they're waiting for the hearings. The other leading group, the Alliance for Justice, hasn't announced its position either. The president of the alliance is Nan Aaron.
We cannot produce an ad or even think about putting out ads until we have enough information about a record. And at this point, we just simply don't have that information.
Of course, senators say TV ads don't influence them. But one undecided Republican, Trent Lott, says the new attack ad can't be good news for the Bush administration.
I have a job to do and I'm going to do it. But I do think it is a factor that has to be considered for the White House. They want support, not opposition, so it's not a positive. Huh?
The way this is unfolding could hardly be more different from what the advocacy groups expected for a Supreme Court fight. At Justice at Stake, a group that opposes politics in judicial nominations, Director Burt Brandenburg says that fights over Supreme Court nominations have become predictable. Everyone knows what role they're supposed to play. That was true with the confirmation of Chief Justice John Roberts last month, but not anymore.
The great difference between the 2 nominations politically is that the Roberts nomination operated according to a script that people had prepared for years. The Meyers nomination has torn up the script, thrown it out. There is no script right now to work from. Everybody is improvising.
Which means the new TV ad, trying to undermine Meyers but not the man who picked her, is taking the advocacy groups into new political terrain. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.